This episode is brought to you by one of our amazing sponsors, Masque Sexual Flavor Strips. They enhance your sexual experiences with a taste of strawberry, mango, watermelon, or chocolate. It's kind of like a Listerine strip, but for sex. So if you like sex and you want to make it even more enjoyable, and you like hearing sex with Emily for free, check out Masque at sexualflavors.com. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve.
Secret institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, RSS feed, and look for some new special news coming soon. We got some big news coming, so pay attention to that. Today's show, this is our 45-minute show, and we'll be reading the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some of the topics include: a wife admits to her husband she's never had an orgasm. A happy couple writes in about their sex life and how they make it work. An oral sex tip for women. Performance anxiety and one-night stands. Those are some of the emails. Plus, we'll be giving you some sex tips. 5 things you don't want to know about your boyfriend or girlfriend's sex history.
We left that as a cliffhanger last time.
We did. We never got around to it, did we, Manus?
No. Hi, how you doing?
I'm great.
How's your week going?
My week is really, really good. It's busy.
What have you been doing?
I've been doing a lot of...
Or who have you been doing?
Who have I been doing? I've been doing.
Oh, really?
I've been doing some sex, yeah.
You've been doing some sex?
I've been doing
the
some sex?
Sex.
I've been doing some of the sex.
Yeah?
I have to say that I have been doing some of the sex.
How's that been going for you?
It's okay. Do you think you can teach someone to talk dirty?
Can you teach somebody to talk dirty?
Yeah.
Is it a man or a woman?
That you're born with? Okay, well, here's the thing. I was out with a friend last night who's married, and he was saying that he really wants his wife to talk dirty. And he's like, she's just not into it. He's like, she uses words like love. And he's like, that's not a really good dirty talk word. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know if you can, because then I've been with this guy, and he's like, doesn't like dirty. He doesn't know it, doesn't get it. Can you event, like, I think I'm a natural.
Yeah.
Like, it just comes to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's one
like
of my,
a trucker?
It's one of my gifts.
Yeah.
No, that's different.
Okay.
You think a trucker is good at dirty talk? They're good at swearing.
Yeah.
But I think that dirty talk, I'm just a natural. I've picked it up over the years. I've had several sex partners, one or two. And
okay, take that part out. I've had several sex partners. No, I believe that you can teach a man, but you can't teach a woman.
Really?
That's the sexist in me, but I believe that, yeah.
You can't teach a woman because they might have some hang-ups.
They're not into it. They're not into it. But a man, I think a man, it's just they are just not comfortable with it, but then they could get into it.
Right. I wonder why this guy I'm dating, he's like, yeah, I'm not that into it. I don't really get it. So I'm not like going to teach him. And then this guy's wife, he tried and she was like, I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. He's like, that's not hot. That's not hot.
That's bad.
That is bad. And so there's that. And then I also, some announcements coming. Big announcement coming in a few weeks, but we are going to be doing more shows. And I love people. We're going to start. Okay, so I get all your emails. I read them all, as you know. All the emails people send me, I read. I don't necessarily have the opportunity to answer them all on air, but I'm going to be writing some answers to them. So if people email me and they put Q&A in the subject line, I'm going to post it on Facebook. That means that you're cool with it. I won't use your name. And then we're going to start a forum on my Facebook page, which is Sex with Emily. And my Twitter is also Sex with Emily, by the way.
I just tweeted you.
You just tweeted
yes.
me. What's your information?
It's White Menace.
That's so easy.
Yeah,
White Menace across the board. And now I'm almost Sex with Emily across the board.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Thanks. I've changed things. Because I'm a social media expert. And so I was also wondering if this, my friend called me and he was like, he's a photographer and we're actually doing new headshots for the website and we're doing all this stuff. And he was like, I've been flirting with this woman that I met on Facebook and I want to ask her out, but it's been going back and forth. And I was like, just pick up the phone and call her. I feel like the phone call used to be what mm-hmm. we had to do, right? Before yeah. the internet and all that. And now when you get a phone call from a guy, it really makes a difference. It's like this novel approach. And I was like, just pick up the phone and call. I think it's like bold, like it says something, because no one makes the phone call. The phone calls become like this like other yeah. thing. You know what I'm trying to say? What's the word? The phone calls become like this special, like it's become yeah. a statement. It's become mm-hmm. like, if you pick up the phone and call someone, it's a bold move. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's like a bold, like, don't do the emails and the tweets back and forth and the texting.
Mm-hmm.
And Why can't I talk today?
And the text.
And the texting. Yeah. Just pick up the phone and call. Like, lately I've had guys who have just picked up the phone and called me, and I think that's so hot.
Did you answer the phone every time?
No, not the first
I think
first
that's
time.
What the guys are afraid of, that you're not going to pick up. Then you're in this weird zone, because then you fear that you look like a weirdo because you called twice in a row.
Well, I didn't say to call twice.
I know, but
I said to call once.
Yeah.
Don't call twice.
But then the guy gets in his own, like, damn, now I can't call her again because she didn't pick up.
Right. But a lot of times I don't pick up on the first time. And I don't
leave messages. It's just a missed call for me.
Really? See, that's not good.
I'm not going to leave a message because I'm going to sound like a tool.
Why do you say that? Huh? You never leave messages, do you?
No, because I sound stupid.
No, you don't.
Hey, so I just wanted to call you because you're not prepared to leave a message.
I'm not saying that you should ask her out in the message. Just be like, hey, it's Menace. What's up? Call me back. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey.
555.
Hey,
five,
how
five,
you
five,
doing?
Five, five.
Good looking?
Yeah.
It's Menace.
Compliment her. Tell her she's hot.
Hey, hottie.
Tell
how
her
you doing?
Her ass doesn't look fat in those jeans.
Yeah. By the way, your ass doesn't look fat. And holler at me.
Holler at me.
And here's my number.
Yeah.
No,
so I just
can't
think that was really good advice that I gave to him. And he was like, you're right. And he picked up the phone, called her, and they're going out. Because he's been emailing her for weeks. I'm like, just call her. Get her number. He's like, I don't remember her number. I'm like, ask for her number and then call her. Because lately I feel like the phone call for a while was just like, you don't do it. But now when you do it, it means something mm-hmm. special. That's what I'm trying to say. And then in other news, I've got an apartment building that I live in, and there's six units, and it's been overrun by lesbians.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because they are all having sex all the time.
Yeah,
and
with each other?
And usually you hear that, I don't think the people on my floor are having sex with the people below me, but there's lesbians next to me and there's mm-hmm. lesbians below me.
Yeah.
And the ones, I can't tell, it's hard in my building to tell if it's the ones below me or next to me, just the way the acoustics mm-hmm. are, but seriously, they have sex all, you know, you hear about like lesbian bed death mm-hmm. syndrome, how lesbians move in together and they, you know, they don't have sex anymore. These lesbians are going at it. I mean, it's hot. Like, it's turning me on.
Yeah.
Like, they're like having like orgasm after orgasm after mm-hmm. orgasm. And then there's like slapping. Like, I think they're into like S&M.
Sweet.
It's totally spiced up my whole life. I come home, I'm like, when are the lesbians going to get it on again, you know?
You should have
I don't have a TV, so I'm like, hey, when are the lesbians going to have sex again?
You should have like a potluck. And just meet everybody.
You think
and
I should?
Like, hey, you know, we're going to have a glass of wine. I'll watch you guys have sex.
Yeah, but everyone hates me because I'm
studying.
Really loud.
Yeah.
I'm the one with the 5-inch heels that lesbians next door to me always knock on my door. And they're like, can you please take your shoes off? Because I have 5-inch heels. So I think they hate me. But they're like hot. They're all hot. I can't believe it. So it's made my life a lot more fun.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I think you should become friends with them.
I am.
And say you need to do research.
I need to do research?
Yeah. Just I'm not saying you have that sex with them, but at least, you know, get some war stories for us.
Well, it's really interesting how the women having sex. I mean, obviously, I've seen, like, women having mm-hmm. sex, like, porn or whatever. But, like, I mean, mm-hmm. literally, these sex sessions go on. There's, like, the middle of the day, like, Saturday afternoon, I'm cleaning my toilet. And I'm hearing, like, scream. Like, or, like, literally, like, one of the women goes. And she'll have, like, three or four. And then another woman has, like, three or four orgasms. And it's just, it's awesome.
Wow.
I know. I
and
feel
then
like
you
it
go
be like
those,
a tourist attraction.
You're like
in San
those
Francisco.
Bitches having three orgasms.
Seriously, okay, that's a whole nother discussion. I should be a lesbian because I seriously think that women just know each other. We know the bodies.
Oh, isn't that funny? Because maybe that's what I've been trying to say the whole time with the whole hand job debate.
What?
You just got caught right now.
No, I didn't.
I just feel that women know other women. That's why I'm just saying I feel that a man would know how to give a hand job to himself better than a woman because he knows himself better.
No, no,
whoa,
no.
Medicine. Boom.
Oh, boom, boom, boom. Shut the heck
there
off.
You
don't
go.
Know what you're talking about. No, that's so different. I'm just saying you should have variety. Variety.
Right.
No, you're
saying,
so wrong,
I just
Menace.
Won. We can put it to bed.
That we can't put it to bed because I can't tell you how many. Oh, someone's interviewing me.
Yeah.
Someone has a podcast, and I can't remember their name right now. I'm sorry. I will plug you next week. But they're interviewing me on their podcast Sunday night, and they're like, just want you to know, it's a dating podcast they have, and mm-hmm. I think they live in the East Coast. It's like a husband and wife, and they have a dating podcast, and they're like, we're on it, but we just want you to know that we side with Menace on the hand job.
God
debate.
Damn
and
right
I'm
they
like,
do.
Oh, my God. No one understands why I'm right then, because
yeah.
I am right. I'm not saying it's the old. We're going to have to get into it now,
okay.
right now. I don't even want to get into it right now. So that's, yeah. So what's your week like?
My week is just full of work.
Yeah.
I went out last night, though,
What'd
for
you
dinner.
Do?
It was cool. Just went had a dinner.
With a girl?
Yeah, with a girl.
Was it a date?
It was, I guess you could call it that.
Did she suck on your penis
no.
after?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I take it slow with the ones that I like.
Yeah, but maybe she doesn't take it slow.
Huh?
Maybe she don't take it slow.
Well.
So you like her?
Yeah, but.
Where'd you take her to dinner?
I just went to some
Starbucks.
Yeah,
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Look,
remember
I don't
when
go
you were
to...
on your Starbucks diet
yeah,
for 5 minutes.
That was good. I wish I could do it, but I had to go to a bunch of parties.
Right.
It was. I love Starbucks. Starbucks is amazing.
I love Starbucks.
I'm not. They don't sponsor me or anything.
I wish they sponsored me.
Yeah.
That would be an awesome sponsor.
But to get back to it, is I'm not gonna go out with a girl that needs to go to a place that needs reservations.
Oh
That's
God,
all.
I don't ask these men to make
oh,
reservations.
Oh yeah, you don't ask them.
I don't.
Okay.
You know what? Oh, here's something that came up.
Okay.
Okay. So here's another thing. So this guy I've been dating, he's like. We've been dating for a few months, and he is like, you know, I just want you to know that I've planned everything that we've done, and you have never made a plan. And mm-hmm. I realize that that's true, and we're still in the early stages
of dating.
He's
setting himself up for disaster.
I was like,
one.
Dude, I don't plan anything. I'm not mm-hmm. a planner.
Yeah.
I don't plan. And he was like, I just like you to plan something. And I'm like, what do you want me
you
to plan?
You can never ask
What,
a
should we go to Alcatraz for the day? What do you want to do?
He is setting himself up for disaster.
Why?
You never can ask a woman, hey, what do you want to eat? I don't know, wherever you want to
but
eat.
But he's saying after
That's
a few
what the,
months
that would
of
be
dating,
their response every single time.
But he's saying after a few months of dating that I have not made an effort.
Made an effort
to
no.
make a plan.
I don't think it's that. It's just natural that women, you don't ask them where to go.
He's saying I should initiate and be like, hey, why don't we go to the museum today? Or maybe we can go to the aquarium.
Oh, no.
So I didn't do that and I got in trouble.
Screwing up right
No,
here.
He's not. He's just yeah. like, whatever. And I was like, listen, dude, I'm not a planner. I'll do a lot of other things.
Yeah.
I'm really good in the sack. I feel like it's like, you want good in the sack or do you want me to like
yeah.
take you to the zoo? What do you want?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think in the sack. But what am I going to say? You know, what am I going
to
say? So
what
I
was
my,
your
everyone,
response to that? What was his response to that?
He was like, I said, listen. He's like, why don't you make a plan tomorrow? And then he called me in the morning, Sunday morning. He's mm-hmm. like, so did you make a plan? I said, listen. I do not make plans. No, I didn't make a plan. I'm not seeing you today. I'll see you tonight.
Disaster every single time, fellas. Do not do it.
Was all this pressure? It. Was it going to
yeah.
put together a picnic bag? I mean, the whole thing, plan. And I'm not a planner because I'm so busy mm-hmm. and I'm always working all the time. So I was like, ugh, I'm just going to.
But see, the thing is with women that will drive me effing crazy
what?
Is where do you want to go eat? I don't know. Anywhere. That's fine. Okay, we're going to go eat here. Man, I don't really want to eat there. Okay, where do you want to eat? You know. Just anywhere but that one place. Okay, let's go eat here. No. You know where you want to effing eat.
No,
let me
I don't.
Just tell
no,
me.
No, I
yes,
don't.
Yes, you do. You have an idea in your mind
I don't.
Of a place that you want to
I
eat.
I date men who are planners. I don't plan it, and I don't care, and I'm fine, and I'll eat anything.
Anywhere that takes reservations.
Okay. Well, that's nicer. Those are the better restaurants.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
No. It's
you
all
You walk
show.
Into a place, and it's empty.
It's all
you
show.
Really want to eat there?
It's all show.
Empty?
It's all
Boring.
Show.
Why isn't anyone eating there?
It's
Hi, Saturday
like,
night. It's empty.
You should watch.
That place over there, you need reservations. Here, yeah. it's empty. Yeah, let's have some. Yeah, I'd love to have some chicken
You should
there.
Watch Penn and Teller's Bullshit. And they
Why?
Have the TV show. And it's just like how they, you know, say they get these people and they go, oh, this is one of the most expensive wines out there. And then these are like wine experts. And they're drinking, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is so good. And it's like $2 chuck.
Love this story. You've told this one about the two-buck chuck and the wine and the thing.
No, see, you never listen to me. I'm just saying that I'm a fan of two-buck chuck, and now you're saying that I told you this story before.
Huh? No, you've told me the story about how there, not this particular story, but how there was like a wine tasting and then people think they know wine. Maybe it wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
But I've heard that before. Okay, let's move into some sex in the news.
Go for it.
We've got a lot of sex news. And I appreciate a lot of listeners send me sex in the news, which makes my life a lot easier. So thanks, everyone. You can always send me stuff. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, casual sex. Men and women, not so different after all. There's new research that suggests women turn down offers of casual sex for one good reason. They suspect, with some reason, they won't enjoy it. However, these women are saying that when women are presented with proposals who are equivalent in terms of safety and sexual prowess, they will equally likely as men to engage in casual sex. Mm-hmm. So it's saying that men and women are more likely to engage in casual sex. However, the difference is that this whole evolutionary thing that focuses on, so for example, women are more choosy about their partners because they're looking for men who are likely to stick around and provide support during their child-rearing years. Men, on the other hand, have an evolutionary incentive to spread their seed. So it's that whole evolutionary thing. So they're saying that women are really open to having casual sex. However, they don't feel as good about it after, but they're open to it. Like they feel like, oh, this guy maybe wasn't so right for me or whatever.
Well, yeah, because they can be more choosy because they can. Women can have sex whenever they want.
I know, you always say that, but
it's true. Yeah, it's
true. That is true.
They can have sex whenever they want so that they can afford to be more choosy. Right. But guys can't.
But I think that the whole notion of the study was that like women, they meant you kind of assume that men are more down for casual sex, but this is saying that women are down.
Yeah, they're
more
just
too.
As down. They're
yeah,
just
and
like,
don't you think even in this day and age more and more so?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of floozies out there.
Right here.
What's up?
Check, please. Okay, I think I already talked about this a few weeks ago, but whatever. I like this story anyway, that a man is more than twice as likely to continue dating a woman if she has cheated on him with another woman than if she's cheated on him with another man. So this was in the New York Times, did a big piece on it. So I figured I'd bring it up again if I already did bring it up, which I don't remember, but I think I might have. But the point is that a man is not upset if a woman cheats on him with another woman.
Yeah, that's hot.
Okay, here's my question. What if you're not there, but she was like, honey, last night, Menace, you know, your girlfriend's like,
I don't know.
Think that she was cheating?
I think it would depend on the situation. No. Was she cheating?
Is it cheating if you're hooking up with someone? I mean,
do I know that she has a past with hooking up with women?
Yeah, you do.
So I already know that.
Maybe it's not a heavy past, but she's got a sprinkled past.
She has a sprinkled past.
I don't know.
What, she a cupcake?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had like one or two.
And
then all of a sudden she was at a party without
she's
you.
She was at a party and she was with the chick.
Yeah.
I think I'd be more open to not being as mad.
If it was a dude,
she'd be cut off.
She'd be done.
Done.
Game over.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm just curious.
But I'm not saying that I still want to dump her because then I feel maybe at that point she might just leave me for a chick anyways. That's how my mind would probably work.
Right.
So I'll probably just have to.
But maybe she just likes to.
But maybe if I saw the other chick and the chick was super hot, then I'd be like, all right, cool. I understand.
You're like, next time, the three of us.
Yeah. Let's hang.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what you think. But I had a conversation with a guy that I was dating about this, too. And I was like, well, would you care if I hooked up with a woman? And he's like, you know what? Yeah, I would. He's like, that's still cheating. He's like, that's still. We've decided that we're, let's say, for example.
Was this guy being serious?
Yeah. He's like, we're exclusive. Let's say that we are exclusive.
Which will never happen. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh my God. It will happen. It will
go.
I will be exclusive one day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So he was like, yeah, if you hooked up with a woman, we decided that we were gonna be exclusive and you went off and had sexual relations with someone else, that is cheating. So I wonder how people feel about that.
What planet this guy lives on.
God, you don't like anyone I date. You've never met any of them.
Because the stories that you tell me, they're just tools, man.
They're not tools.
All right.
You're just not my dude.
I just don't understand that statement.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's so hard for me to understand.
It's okay. Okay. Penthouse 3D porn channel launches in Europe. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
Penthouse magazine has decided to roll out the world's first 3D porn channel in Europe this week. It's no secret that the porn industry has been pushing the boundaries of technological innovation for years now. So it's 3D. Would you watch 3D? Oh, you're not really that into porn, but 3D no, porn.
But
that's
I'd
be kind of cool.
Probably check it out for like the technical stuff.
I would
just
totally
to see how good it was.
I'd be into it. I gotta watch more porn in 2011.
Okay,
it's on my list of resolutions, which I haven't met any of them really. Mm. Oh, one of them, sort of, but okay. I can't get into it now. Okay, this one got emailed to me a bunch. Northwestern students treated to live sex in class. Did you hear about this? Northwestern University? A professor has stirred up controversy by holding a demonstration in which hundreds of students watched a woman get penetrated with a sex toy by her boyfriend. The class, which treats human sexuality as a subject for scientific inquiry, it's a human mm-hmm. sexuality class, is taken by more than 600 students. Scientists are secretly having way more fun than those lab coats and nerdy safety goggles would indicate. So this woman and man, like with her boyfriend, they went and they said to everyone in the class, they said to the students, if you want to leave, this is going to get graphic and you can leave. Mm-hmm. And they got on
stage. Of course, nobody left.
No, some people left. In fact, there was an interview, one of the articles, this woman said, I was uncomfortable and I left. I didn't want to see it. Mm-hmm. But I would so stay.
Yeah.
I would so stay. I'd be like, I'm staying overtime. Can you do that again?
She goes uptight.
But people are really, really
upset
about it.
Put her on the do not date list.
She was with her boyfriend. She went with the professor.
No, I'm saying the one that left.
Oh, the one that left. Yeah, you're like, you're uptight. But I think some people were just like, Northwestern and the Midwest, Northwestern University, right? Yeah, it's in Chicago. Anyway, I never took human sexuality in college, but I haven't talked about school in so long. You know,
I know. I was just thinking that
because I took off a semester because I got so busy.
What? Are you already?
But I'm starting again. I already took off a semester, but I have so much schoolwork to do, so I just couldn't finish. But I'm starting again in June for a month, and it's going to be intense, and everyone's going to be hearing about all my sex stuff. So again, so don't think that I'm not doing it because I haven't brought it up lately. It just means that I've been super busy.
Okay.
Talking to you, peeps.
Yeah, I'm going to be on you about that.
Yeah? Sex school? Okay. Because I love sex school and I have all these friends, all my new sex friends. Okay, let's get into some.
Hold on. One news story you missed.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
It was just out that the BYU basketball star got kicked out because he had sex. Because he admitted that he had sex. And so they kicked him out.
Wait. Brigham
Young? The star basketball player for Brigham Young. I say BYU because I can't say it.
You can't say Brigham Young.
Yeah. He admitted that he had sex and they kicked him off.
Because you're supposed to be virgins?
Mm-hmm.
God, that's crazy. Still in this day and age, they expect that all those students are virgins.
Yes. And they all
are. I did see that story.
Except for him.
Exactly. I can't believe that. I did see that.
Yeah.
I forgot to put that in there. I saw that. That is crazy. Oh, here's one more funny sex story. Anyway, I can't believe that Brigham Young University. I mean, like, I understand the Mormons, whatever. I dated a Mormon once. That's besides the point. I get it. But seriously, like, that's such a false world to live in. Yeah. Oh, he was a fallen Mormon. So he was raised Mormon, but no longer Mormon. Mm-hmm. And he's got some issues, but not around sex. He's awesome. But he was raised Mormon. Like, you're not supposed to drink. You're not. So his whole family, like, no sex.
Well, half my family's Mormon, so I know all about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Why are you shocked that you remember something about me? Go ahead.
Because everything that happens in here is like a vacuum bubble, and then it goes away. Okay. Drunk priest offers sex to police.
Hell yeah.
Did you hear this? Many people have been drunk.
Is it a woman?
It's actually a priest. He offers sex to police. So many people have been drunk. Many have talked to the police drunk. Some have even had the misfortune of talking to the police drunk from the back seat. But when you're a priest who gets pulled over for drunk driving, you might want to quit while you're ahead. Father Ignatius Curry recently forgot this last tidbit of information, and when a DUI landed him in jail for the night, he became desperate to get out. Blowjob desperate. Special thanks to the officers for whipping out the video camera instead of pressing charges. So he, like, offered them sex, the police officers, and he was drunk, a priest. Not good. That's, like, so not good all around.
Wait, to get the, he offered a blowjob
to
get out
of
prison,
it. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I have no idea, but it's probably not a good thing. And you're a priest. Yeah. But not that the priests, I mean, it's not like priests are, you know, they're all, not
they
all
have
of
sex,
them. But,
right?
Know,
priests can have sex, right?
No.
I don't know anything.
Priests can't have sex, can they? No. They
the
can't.
Priests?
No, but
which
they have sex
can?
With little boys sometimes,
no,
but they're not supposed to.
No, don't say that.
They do. What are you talking about? They
not,
do.
You're not torn
not
all
of them.
Them. Not all of them.
But it's in the paper all the time that you hear these stories. So.
I don't want to get into that.
Okay, we won't get into that. Would you like to get into some emails
yes,
from
please.
Listeners? Why don't we get into that?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Emily, hello. I'm married to my beautiful wife of 8 years. Though our sex life is good, it's not great. Over the last couple of weeks after dirty texting with the wife is when she disclosed. Okay, let me read. This is the important part. I'm going to read it again. Over the last couple of weeks after dirty texting with wife is when she disclosed that she's never had an orgasm through sex. And I was shocked. Do you know specific positions to achieve this goal? I've tried the legs up with the pillows, no success. I don't mind bringing in toys to make our sex life exciting. I mentioned our home flick and she sounded game. I've started listening to your show over the last 2 weeks and I enjoy it thoroughly. Menace is funny. Whatever. P.S. What is pre-gaming? I think I spelled it wrong. Skeeter in Atlanta. Okay.
Well, it's in your name, Skeeter.
What?
Pre-gaming.
Pre-gaming?
He's like, you know, skeet is a street term for ejaculation.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You and I have such disparate knowledge on things, which is why we come together as a whole person.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so first of all, we'll get to pre-gaming in a minute. Mm-hmm. But the first thing we have to address, he's been with his wife for 8 years, and she just admitted via text message that she's never had an orgasm. So during intercourse. So first of all, I'm curious, you know, a woman, the responsibility of the orgasm lies on the woman. It is the woman's responsibility to communicate how she needs to get, you know, what she needs to have an orgasm during sex. I think that we're all raised, or at least I thought this for a long time, that the man is supposed to be in charge of giving you orgasm. But if she's not communicating it, I'm wondering how for 8 years she had sex and not had an orgasm. So he said he's trying positions and he's putting her heads up over her feet up over her head. And the truth is, I would just kind of pull back and wonder, like, has she ever had an orgasm? Like, does she know? Because a woman's likely not going to have an orgasm during intercourse if she doesn't know how to have one herself. So she should show him. Does she, you know, masturbate? Does she know how to have an orgasm? There's ways to incorporate that. And maybe a lot of women, only 30% of women can actually have orgasms during intercourse. So that's not such a shocker. That's not weird to me. The part is that she's never told him and he's been thinking that she has. So then I'm wondering, has she been faking it? Did he not ever pay attention? I don't know. But I would just kind of take some time exploring each other's bodies, have her show you what feels good, and sure, bring in some sex toys. I think he mentioned that. Sex toys are awesome during sex. You get a little bullet or a little pocket rocket.
Uh-huh.
There's those vibrators that are made great, that are great for sex.
Yeah.
To use during sex.
Oh my God, did I tell you the bullet story?
No. You have a sex toy story?
No.
What?
I was over at a friend's house and I was helping her make her bed, put it together. And I was like getting all the pieces. And then I look over and I see this like silver object, right? And it had like a black tip on it. And it looks like a bullet. I'm like, this is the bullet. And she's like, mortified.
Right, mortified. Right? Sure.
And I was like, she's like, no, it's not. I'm like, dude, it's the bullet. I'm like, look. And I turned it on and it started vibrating. She almost died.
Oh, I'm sure. Almost she's not died. Someone that you're sexual with?
No.
Right. She's just embarrassing, like her vibrator sitting around. That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess she lost it. It fell.
So I think you guys have to have a lot of talks and 8 years together. I think this is exciting though, Skeeter, because you have a whole great chance to start over right now. Like just relaunch your whole sex life, like make a home sex flick. You said you want to do that. Bring in sex toys and start talking about your fantasies. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to just blow it up. And you want to know what pre-gaming is, Menace?
Well, first off, before that, I want to say that you should sit down her vagina and say, look, you're going to have an orgasm. One of you.
Just talk to her vagina?
Yeah, just talk to her vagina. Say, look, this is going to happen.
I wish it were that easy. I wish it was that easy. I would talk to mine all friggin' time.
Pre-gaming, we'll go into the pre-gaming now.
Okay.
It's just basically giving yourself some time before you have sex. I would say a good couple hours where you masturbate. That's pretty much it.
Right. And so men don't have, a lot of men have issues with, they orgasm quicker than they'd like to. And when that happens, sometimes if you masturbate before you have sex, you'll be less likely to have an orgasm
right away.
Okay. But speaking of sex toys, we got to give a shout out to Adam and Eve. We love Adam and Eve, our sponsors. And everyone's been writing in that they've been getting some great sex toys from Adam and Eve. So you can get they have every sex toy under the sun. They have lingerie, they have DVDs. And there's a huge discount that they're offering it. And it's the perfect time to try it. You get 50% off of most items to all of the loyal Sex with Emily listeners, and they throw in three adult DVDs, which are super sexy. They sent me one today just as a gift, and I was like, whoa, I'm going to go home and watch it tonight. Happy Friday for me. Just go to adamandeve.com and enter coupon code Emily at checkout. It's that easy. So take advantage of this deal today. Everyone, go buy a sex toy already. Buy a pocket rocket, buy a bullet, buy a vibrating ring. I think I'm going to buy a vibrating ring for this guy that I've been dating because it's his birthday, and you know how much I love the vibrating rings.
So it's a gift for you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Is that bad?
Yes.
I think he'd like it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure he would love it.
He'd love it. Okay, that sounds awesome.
Another thing is you mentioned lingerie, and you said you want to talk about this on the show.
Okay.
And I, speaking about mortified, I have a special fan from my other radio show that's been sending me letters and saying that they would like to go out with me and all this stuff.
Right.
And today, just before you got to the building, I got another package. And you can explain what was in the package.
So I walk in to see Menace at the station, and he's like, oh, look what I got. I don't know what to do about this. And he pulls out, it's a package, and he pulls out some lingerie that I assume it's a woman who has a crush on you, sent you lingerie, which is interesting because does she think you're going to wear it? You're going to wear it with... She's going to wear it with you. I don't know what she's thinking.
Yeah.
A red little like teddy thing and these little, and I'm actually going to take it because it's cute and it's small. It would fit me. And a box of chocolates.
You're
crazy. Menace was afraid to eat the chocolates because he's afraid she's trying to poison him maybe.
Yeah.
But I ate them and I feel totally fine right now.
That's cool. I got a package with lingerie and chocolates that doesn't even have a return address.
Yes, and you're eating the chocolate. It has a zip code. We looked up the zip code, and it's in Walnut Creek.
That's great. I do not want
any... Why did she send you lingerie, though?
I don't know. She sent me some letter, like, she wants to go out with me, and she loves my voice, which I don't know why, because my voice is bad.
No, it's
and
cute.
I don't know, but it
is. That is hilarious that she sent you lingerie.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. But I love crazy. Whitman's chocolates.
The writing in it looks like a preschooler wrote in it.
Uh-oh.
It's crazy.
She thinks she's in jail?
I don't know.
Prisoners used to write me emails.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that from Alcatraz?
Yeah.
Not Alcatraz.
But you just jogged
San
my...
San Quentin, not Alcatraz.
Oh, my God. You jogged my memory because I do, on my other radio show, talk about a women's prison a lot. Because every time I mention a city... I talk about the women's prison there, and I go, what's up to all the lovely ladies in the women's prison?
Really? Do you think she's in...
I don't know, but...
Should we check, like, that there's no, like, knives or anything? Like, no razor blades in the chocolates? I actually want another one right now. No, I don't. I don't. Okay, that's hilarious. Okay, speaking of laundry, though, this was my part of laundry, is that, so this guy likes lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I appreciate because you don't, I know.
Yeah.
Not that it ever affected me because we've never been together. But I don't really have that much. He's like, oh, I like the matching and blah, blah, blah. So I went shopping to get some stuff, and there's like, it's all kind of cheesy out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know you always say that,
it's
and it's
super
true.
Cheesy.
It's like leopard and lace.
I don't think it's changed since the 80s.
I know. So I was like,
Where are you going to go?
I went to Victoria's Secret because that's what it was right by my office.
Victoria's Secret is decent.
It's decent. I should go to like Neiman Marcus or Nordstrom's or something. But
Bloomies.
Or Bloomingdale's. I bet Bloomingdale's. You know what? I'm going to go to Bloomingdale's. I love Bloomingdale's. There was a guy who used to listen to the show who wanted to buy me shoes. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I so wish I took him up on that. Just thought about that.
Oh, God.
Okay. Hello, Emily. Like you, I will keep this email short and sweet. Aw, that's nice. I write you from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I recently discovered your awesome podcast, Where Have You Been My Whole Life? I'm playing catch-up to get through all 200 podcasts you have. I want to quickly throw my 2 cents, Canadian that is. I wanted to quickly talk about foreplay and handjobs. Me, personally, I love foreplay. It's the best part. Nothing is better than going down on a woman. I absolutely love, love, love it. More guys should do that. As for hand jobs, I personally love them too. For me, it's a way to get off without my own hand, which always feels great. I don't need sex all the time. I'm a happy camper just getting off. Keep up with great work and love your sexy voice. Your newest and biggest Canadian fan, Warren K. Thanks, Warren.
Canada.
I love men who love foreplay. I just think that, like I said, this is my married friend that I was out with last night. I was saying there's men who love, I've said this before on the show, and I don't think I've said it in a while, and I'm going to say it again, men who love the vagina and men who don't love the vagina. And there's men who are way into oral sex and they want to do it, and there's men who don't. And again, just like, can you convince a man to start talking dirty? Can you convince a man to love the vagina? And I think it's an intimacy thing too. I think men who have intimacy issues are not as comfortable with oral sex. That's just what I'm putting out there.
I just don't think they're comfortable with your vagina.
What, not mine. Mine's awesome. What do you mean? Right.
No, I'm just, you know.
They're not comfortable with
I'm very
with
selective
vaginas.
With the vaginas that I talk to personally.
Really?
Yeah.
But
that's
if
all.
They don't look.
We're not
going
to go into it. We know. But we have to get, not to cut you off, but we have to get into those five things.
Oh,
we're
my
not
God.
Gonna have time.
Today is like, yeah. We're racing. But okay. We're going to move into some sex topics. Here's the five things you don't want to know about your boyfriend's history. This applies to five things a guy doesn't want to know about girlfriend's history as well. So just use this interchangeably. Ready? You don't want to know his number or her number.
Oh, yeah. Sex
you know
number.
The number. Yeah. You don't want to know how many people they slept with. And I can't tell you, we've talked about this before. You know that whole saying, whoever you sleep with, you're sleeping with whoever they slept with. And if we extend that logic, every time someone has sex, it's going to be like, it's like the entire world they've had sex with. So just like guys don't want to know your number, you don't want to know theirs. But I feel like no matter how common sense this is, that there's always that conversation. They're like, how many have you slept with? Like, never, ever tell. It's never a good idea.
And if a girl is pressuring me, I'll never tell.
I was talking to this guy about it, and he's like, if a girl does tell me, I just multiply by three because she's lying.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Totally true.
Yeah, I would lie for sure. Yeah. I would lie for sure, and you for sure should multiply by three if I ever tell you. But
yeah,
I'm
and then
tell
a guy multiplies. You should divide it by three if a guy tells you too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Because the guys
like to
inflate
to
their number,
up, yeah.
And the women play their number down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two, what his last girlfriend was like, or boyfriend, what her last boyfriend was like in the sack.
Yeah,
we
I
do not
care.
Want to know. We don't want to know what the sex was like. This is one of those loaded questions guys don't want to answer because it can turn into a competition between the woman you're dating and the woman you really don't want to think about anymore who doesn't even know the competition is happening. The worst is when you meet your ex in public with your current girlfriend who's trying to top her in the sack. It makes an already incredibly awkward interaction just that much worse, especially if your girlfriend goes into the woman's room and your ex with your ex to grill her for tips. So what to ask instead? What he likes in the sack. Always a safe topic, not what the last girl was like in the sack. You never, ever want to know that. You don't want to know what the girl was like, the guy was like. I don't want to hear about it. Don't ask. Okay, you don't want to know what kind of porn he looks at. Number three. Yes, your boyfriend's likely looking at porn. Porn and its cohort whacking it are the same as eating a small bag of pretzels for a guy when he's hungry. It's satisfying briefly, but he'll need something better later. More to the point, it's inevitable guys will, in their porn searches, stumble upon something bizarre. Seriously, there's some stunningly weird stuff out there, and you watch it because you can't quite believe there are people into this kind of thing, and it'll be hilarious to tell your friends about later. But as a result, it might sit in your browser history. Don't search on his computer. He's probably looking at some porn, and you don't want to know what it is. What to ask instead? What he likes to do when he's going solo. You can pick up some tips for when you get a handle on him, if you know what I mean. Okay, another thing you don't want to know, where he learned the thing, that thing that you like. Do you really want to know where he picked this up or from who? Think about this for a minute. He could have learned it from long experience, or maybe the internet, or maybe he learned it from that douchebag friend of his you hate. Imagine every – I love that word, douchebag. I do not use it enough.
Yeah.
Do you like the word douchebag?
You need to embrace it.
I need to embrace it. Imagine every time he does that thing, suddenly you're having an image of that person doing it to them. So it's a two-way street. Guys don't want to know where you learned your tricks either. But
no way.
No way. But do you ever wonder if a girl's really good in bed? Are you like, how is she so good? She's.
I put it out of my mind.
You put it in your mind. You're like, yeah. I'm psyched. I'm getting a great oral sex treat right now.
Yeah.
What to ask instead? What things you do that he likes? It's a good way to figure out what else to try. Okay. And finally, I think this is number five. Yes. Your ranking. First of all, if guys actually rank their girlfriends according to sexual prowess, they're being an ass. Secondly, you don't want to know where you fall on the list. Not that you will ever know, because he'll never tell you. Even if you're not number one, he's not going to lie. He is going to lie, unless he's stupid or wants to hurt your feelings. And it's a moot point anyway. Great sex is great sex, but it's hard to get it wrong in the first place, blah, blah, blah. So what to ask instead? If there's anything he'd like to try. Catering to your partner's needs is how to get great sex. And don't forget, he should be doing things you want to try as well. So those are things you should not ask about.
It's common knowledge.
Common knowledge. Okay.
And not give up your number no matter how many times he or she asks you.
Never.
Never. Don't do it.
Okay. I also have to give a shout out here. Never. Seriously. Yeah. The number, I did in my youth. I would. But the number wasn't as high then. So.
Yeah.
Okay. TuneUp Media is another one of our sponsors.
Yes.
And I love TuneUp Media. Everyone, they've been getting a lot of people, a lot of our listeners have actually been signing up for TuneUp because it's awesome. It's the number one selling plugin for iTunes and Windows Media Player. It fixed all your mislabeled music, like those annoying track 01s, unknown artists, and bands spelled five different ways, which is so my iTunes. My iTunes is a disaster. So it clean, intelligently identifies and fills in missing information using acoustic fingerprinting, the same technology that powers Shazam for the iPhone. So it fills in your missing cover art, and there's no more gray music notes, and it's awesome. So you can try TuneUp for free. You can download TuneUp Lite and see if you like it. And if you like it, which you will, I promise you, you can get 20% off TuneUp Gold with promo code SEXWITHEMILY. So that's tuneupmedia.com.
It's like Emily tuning up your computer.
It is like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tune it up, baby. Okay.
Just imagine Emily over at your house tuning up your computer.
Yeah, you would.
In the laundry that my stalker sent me.
I wish it wasn't red, though. I don't wear red.
It stands out.
I think it was a Valentine's Day lingerie. Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening to the show. Great to chat with you today. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
How do you forget the ending every time?
You've been listening to Sex with Emily with your host, Emily Morris. Have a question about sex, relationships, or anything in between? Email Emily at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Want to add Emily to your Facebook or Twitter page? Visit Emily's website, sexwithemily.com, where you'll also find the latest Sex with Emily news and podcasts. Archive podcasts can be downloaded from iTunes. From the Stitcher Studios in beautiful San Francisco, California, you've been listening to Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening.